Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for calling in, and for those that are listening via internet, God bless you, and thank you for joining us this morning. I am your host, Apostle Gloria Hawkins of Tell Them Evangelistic Ministries, and we are live on the radio this morning. We are going to be continuing on taking care of me and the different aspects that come into play with taking care of yourself and self-care. Thank you again so much for joining. As we talked last week about our water intake and how much water we should be drinking and the necessity of the water. A lot of people don't like water. They just don't want to drink water, and it seems like it's one of the worst things in the world that they can do. But as I said last week, your body is about 72% water, and in order to get some cleanliness in your system, you've got to drink some water. So oftentimes we eat different things and we think we're hungry, but actually we just may need to drink some water. You know, school guidelines said eight glasses of water a day would be very beneficial for those of us who actually drink water. Everyone should drink water. The doctors tell us about drinking water, and we have to remember that the word even tells us that you will bubble up with rivers of living water to flow from your belly. So how many of you know the water is living and it helps keep us alive? You're hearing now with it getting hot and the weather's changing, you're hearing more and more about people being dehydrated because they're not drinking enough water. There are constant cases of children and adults who just don't drink enough water. And there's no substitute for water. There's so many benefits from water. As we said last week, your skin, your hair, your nails, your digestive system is good for your blood pressure. And if you're dealing with other physical ailments, it is good for you to drink water. So, again, water is a definite lifeline. It is a definite lifeline for everybody to drink water. A lot of things can be solved in the body with just a little bit of water. It can relieve constipation. It can relieve the body of so many toxins because it's going to flush it out. It's just going to flush out the water. So as we get ready to begin today, let's open up in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you for this day that you have made and designed for us. We thank you for the opportunity to be able to gain knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Father, I ask right now that for all of those listeners, those that will come on the line, dear Heavenly Father, I pray that something is said that will motivate them to change the lifestyle that they live. This is not just about doing a one-week thing, one-day thing, but it is about changing a lifestyle, changing a mindset. And we thank you, and we ask that all are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, welcome to Tell Them Ministries on the radio, where we're continuing our discussion about self-care. I'm taking care of me. We know that so oftentimes we put ourselves on the back burner and we take care of everybody else, and sometimes we fall short on taking care of ourselves. But in order for us to move forward and to continually work for the kingdom, we must take care of ourselves, be here for our families and those assignments God has placed in our hands. We must take care of ourselves. today, as I said, we did our recap for drinking water. Today we're going to look at what else are you putting in your body. What type of eater? That's the question. What type of eater are you? Are you a binge eater or emotional eater? You deal with stress. You eat when you're stressed. You eat when your emotions are up and down. Are you a vegetarian? Are you a meat eater? Or are you a grazer? A grazer is that person that's just nibbling on something all day, all night. They're just nibbling and nibbling and nibbling and never really sitting down to a full meal. You know, so many times we find that, you know, you're either at one extreme or another. You're just eating, 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 or you're grazing, or you're just overeating, overindulging in things because they taste good. But either way, whatever type of eater you are, if you're not drinking water, you don't know if you're hungry or if your body is just thirsty. It can be one of two things. So today we're going to look at what type of eater are you and what are you eating? Because so many times, you know, when our lives get busy, we just may pick up something on the go. We may just grab something, and it may not be the best thing for us. And we continue that, and we start that habit of not eating right, not picking the right choice, making the right choices. We just grab something to say, well, yes, I ate today. And that's not good. So we need to take a look at it. We need to be more conscious about it. We're seeing different fads. We're seeing different trends. We're seeing different diets online. We're seeing different people talking about losing weight. And there's nothing wrong with it. We all probably need to lose a few extra pounds that, you know, we may have compacted over the winter. But we do the seasons a disservice because I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't gain my weight over one winter. It was over a period of time of neglect, bad choices that I made, and that's it. We have to tell ourselves the truth of why we do what we do. Now, if you're a binge eater or whatever your reasoning for making your bad choices, it's time to, as we say, when you know better, you do better. So when you know better and you know the right things to do, why aren't we doing them? Is it that we're just lazy or we just don't want to take the time or we don't want to put in the effort to take care of yourself? To do self-care, it is going to take some effort. You're going to have to take the initiative to say, I'm going to save my life. I'm going to take care of me. I'm going to do what I need to do. Now, is it going to be difficult? It can be. It can be very challenging for those who've never done it before, for those that did it and got away from it. It can be challenging to go back. Maybe you did it and you didn't receive the results that you wanted. Maybe you did it and you were following a fad or you were following a friend and say, let's do it like this. And especially when you're trying to lose weight and you and your buddy, your accountability partner, you're both starting out and you're both doing the same things, but their results seems to be tremendously larger than yours. And you get discontented. You get sidetrack. You become disappointed as to say, why is it not working for me? But we have to be mindful that God created us individually. Every one of us is different. Everything that works for someone else may not work for you. So you have to find out what works for you. I may not be able to, and I've tried several diet methods, I've tried several ways of eating, and they didn't work for me. And I would say I'm a fairly active person. I probably could benefit from adding more activity, but they didn't work for me. And I got very discouraged. I got very disappointed because here it is, I'm looking, I'm trying to do this, I'm working, and I'm trying to do what my partner was doing, and it was just like, okay, I'm seeing tremendous results on their side of the table, but my side wasn't moving. So we have to be mindful that everyone is different, and we're not a cookie-cutter people. We're just not. God didn't make us that way. We're not clones. Excuse me. Everybody is different. God designed us differently. Our body makeup is different. We have different fingerprints. We have different metabolisms. We have different situations of life. We have different mindsets. We have differences that make each one of us different. So everything that works for one group of people may not work for another group. What may work for your accountability partner may not work for you, and that's okay. You just have to pay attention to you and your body. You have to listen to your body. You have to get to know your body. You have to understand how your body works. Now, yes, there's some things that you can do that may bring instantaneous results, and that's what a lot of people are looking for. But for the long term, to put in the work for the long haul and understand that this is a journey, this is not a sprint, we must take our time. We must learn our bodies. We must understand what works, what causes your indigestion, what types of food do you eat that will cause, you know, maybe cause headaches or maybe cause that sluggish metabolism? What types of food is basically killing you, and what types of food are helping you to live? And regardless of what we do, we've got to go to God first. The word tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all of his righteousness will be added unto us. So when we decide to make that decision to make a lifestyle change, how about let's go to God first. And Father, what would you have me to do that I might become healthy? I ask for the Holy Spirit to lead and guide me into those things that will help me be a better me, that I might be a greater service to the kingdom. When we stop making this about being selfish, if I could say that, just about being vanity, I really believe God will give the answers, because if you're just trying to do certain things just to get in a dress or just to get in a pair of pants, that's all well and good. But what good is it going to do to get in that smaller dress or that smaller pair of pants? How is that benefiting the kingdom? So let's move away from the vanity side of it and understand that if I, you know, get myself together, get my body in order, if you are a preacher, you may be able to preach and not feel like you're going to pass out because you've got so much around your heart, so much around your midsection. You're able to be utilized even more for the body of Christ. You're able to, you know, just go with that stamina, that endurance to be able to preach. If you're a singer, you know, losing a little bit may help you, you know, hold that note a little bit longer for the edification of the kingdom. If you do matter, it doesn't matter what you do. Do it as doing it unto the Lord, not for man, not for those that are around you. Yes, they will receive benefits from it. You know, you're going to receive benefits from it. But I really believe that when we do ourselves, if we be mindful that I'm doing this as unto the Lord, I'm doing my job as unto the Lord, that he might get the glory. out of my life. And, you know, we said last week how our bodies is a living, we are to present our bodies as a living sacrifice unto the Lord, holy and acceptable. You know, we have to be mindful that our bodies belong to Him. And so many of us have abused our bodies for so many years, doing different things, eating what we shouldn't, drinking what we shouldn't, putting things in our bodies that by no means would make our bodies a living sacrifice, that by no means would make our bodies holy and acceptable. You know, we look at different things and different times in our life, and we do things for different reasons, you know. And I'm all for taking care of your body, looking good in your clothes, feeling confident about yourself. I am all for that. But if that's the only reason we're doing certain things, we need to check ourselves. We need to stop and take a look at, well, why am I doing this? Can God get the glory out of my life? Am I presenting my body as a living sacrifice? What am I doing to where I am being a benefit to the kingdom? We eat. You can't eat everything. You can't go everywhere and eat everything. And so often we try. So many people that just don't have any self-control. And that's not good, because people indulge and overindulge in things that they shouldn't. So I want to encourage everyone, you know, take a look at what you're eating. You know, there must be a balance to what we eat. You know, we can't just eat meat all day long and not feel sluggish. You know, we can't, there's got to be moderation. There's got to be some kind of self-control, you know, in everything that I mentioned, you know, being a binge eater, emotional stress eater, a vegetarian, a meat eater, or a grazer. There's got to be some moderation. There's got to be some balance. You know, we look at the nutrition scale, and it talks about meat, dairy, the egg products, and different things. You know, we got that when we were in elementary school, that food pyramid. And that has changed over the years based on what people decide we should eat. And I'm not going to talk against it, but there's got to be a balance to everything that we do. Yes, orange juice may be good, but have you stopped and took a look at how much sugar is in the orange juice? Have you taken a look at how much sugar is in apple juice? And that's something that we really need to get away from. You know, get away from the white flour, white rice. Get away from the white sugar, because it's just going to do damage to your body. I can remember in school, and this is just about the white flour, you know, we didn't have Elmer's glue. Why, I do not know. But the teacher taught us how to make glue. And this thing has stuck with me since I was in primary school. If you take a little bit of white flour and add a little bit of water, you get the sticky paste, like glue. And we could do our classroom projects with this glue made from flour. So that stayed with me in the respect of when I'm eating white bread, or for me when I eat bread or anything used with flour, imagine how that flour is just causing things to stick together. It makes your system so sluggish. It makes your stomach and your intestines so sluggish. You've got to drink, you really need to drink a lot of water when you're eating bread to help move that through your system. Otherwise, it just gets stuck there. So we've got to be very careful about the amount of white flour that we eat. We've got to be very careful about the sugar. We need to cut back on the amount of sugar that we put into our bodies. And what people I know personally, that when I get to a place where I'm just really cutting out the sugar, the carbohydrates, which, you know, a lot of people, it plays effect, a part of why a lot of people may gain weight is because they got very high carbs. But when you start to go on, we're going to say a detox, you're going to start getting rid of some things out of your diet. With the sugar, you are going to, you may become even more sluggish. You may become, notice that you're tired. You may suffer with a headache. Why? Because you're ridding your body of things that have been toxic to your system for years. Your body has become addicted to it. The sugar has become a driving force in your body. So when you decide that I'm going to get rid of the sugar, I'm going to get rid of the cookies and the cakes and the candies, and I'm going to get rid of the sweet teas, and I'm going to get rid of those high sugar foods, your body is going to react. Your body is going to react to how much sugar you are putting in your body. And when you decide you're going to detox your body from that, your body is going to tell you something. Say, well, wait a minute, what are you doing? You know, for however long you were feeding me sugar, and now you're not giving it, your body goes into a withdrawal when you decide to cut out or cut back on the sugar. You are going to go through a withdrawal. You're going through a detox. You almost feel like you're in some kind of drug rehab, because you've seen the movies where they're in this little rubber room and they're just balled up and, you know, they're just going through it. That's because they're detoxing. Their body is not getting what it's been going on off of for so long, so now the body is going through withdrawals. And that's what we do when we overindulge in sugar, alcohol, too much food. Our flesh wants it. I want sugar. And you will have the shakes. You will have headaches. You may have muscle cramps. Why? Because this is what you fed your body for years, and now you're saying, no, you cannot have it. So oftentimes we let our bodies dictate to us what we put in our mouth. We let our bodies, our flesh, determine what sin we fall into. We let our flesh, whatever craving our flesh may be having, we succumb to it. We surrender to the flesh. When you know, we know, I shouldn't eat after 9 o'clock. I shouldn't have had that piece of cake. I should not have had that beer, or I shouldn't have had that glass of wine. I shouldn't. You know, you already know, but I'm just going to taste it. I'm just going to have a little piece. Before you know it, that little piece becomes a bigger piece. And you find a way to justify why you did what you did. As I said last week, I cannot drink carbonated drinks. My knees will tell on me every time, to where my family knows, and what's wrong? My knees hurt. Have you drank? Okay, well, we have to be mindful of what we put in our mouth and how it affects our bodies. And that's not, you know, that's the way God designed us to, for us to know. So I encourage you to be mindful of what you're putting in your body. What is it doing for your body? There are so many different changes and ideas and things that are going on about what we eat, what we don't eat. Again, drink your water. Make it a balance. Have a balanced life. Check your diet. Be mindful of what you're eating, when you're eating, how much you're eating. Pay attention to how what you're eating may affect your body. How does my body react when I eat this? Or how does my body react when I drink that? We have to be better listeners to our bodies and understand that we are in control of what we're doing. We are in control of what we put in our mouth. And we cannot be very frivolous and careless about what we do. This is the body of God. This is the Lord's body, and we must be very mindful of how we take care of the temple. As I said, everybody is different. Things will change as we get older. You know, it's amazing how God designed us, that our bodies will heal ourselves if we're putting the right thing in it. If we're being mindful of what we eat, what we drink, whether or not we exercise, we are a, oh my God, we are an awesome running machine at God's design. When we do what we're supposed to do, we're definitely going to have to put the flesh under subjection, just as we do when we resist the devil. And he will flee. Just as we receive salvation and turn away from sin, we're going to have to do the same thing when it comes to what we eat, how we eat, when we eat, and be mindful of what we're eating. We've got to be mindful and just not do it just because it's time to eat. Again, if you're thinking you're hungry, you very well may be hungry, but it also could be that you just need some water. So when we sit down to do our life changes and we sit down to decide, okay, we're going to live a better me, do a better me, we're going to live a better life, it's going to take some work, and I encourage each of you to take out the time to listen to your bodies. Get the rest that you need. Drink the water that you need. Be mindful of what you're putting in your mouth. Be mindful of, oh, I just got the munchies. Or I'm just going to grab a bag of chips. Or I'm just going to grab a pack of cookies. Or I'm just going to grab that extra cup of coffee. Or I'm going to grab a soft drink. I'm going to grab a milkshake and a cheeseburger and just go. We're poisoning our own system, and we want to blame the fast food industry. We want to blame the restaurants, and we want to blame everybody else, but we have to be held accountable. We have to hold ourselves accountable. Nobody makes drive into a fast food restaurant. So that's my take on it today. We're getting ready to wrap up. I will be back again next week, and we're going to continue self-care and talking about what we're putting in our bodies and what we need to put in our bodies. If you desire prayer, you can find me on Facebook at Gloria Hawkins at Facebook.com, or tell them ministries on Facebook, or you can check out my website, TellThemMinistries.com. Please leave your prayer requests and any comments. If you have any questions, please feel free to visit my website or message me on Facebook. I will see you here again next week for another I'm Taking Care of Me segment on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to go a little deeper and talk about a few of the things as to why we do what we do and not what we're supposed to do. I pray God's blessings upon each of you. I thank you for joining me, and I ask that you join me again next week and tell a friend about Tell Them Ministries on the radio. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I pray that this information has been beneficial to you. God bless you, and thank you so much for joining Tell Them Ministries on the radio. Bye-bye.